Maybe you had to memorize the state capitals when you were in elementary school. Today's feature is about one of those capitals just about everyone had forgotten. Until now. The story of a lost state capital is today's feature on The American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
Soon after Alabama became a state, a new state capital was built from scratch, a place called Cahaba.
This was a frontier capital. The steamboats weren't even running, so everybody was living in log cabins. There was a big brick state house, a couple brick stores. Women and children were told to stay off of the streets at night because of the gunplay in the street.
Linda Derry says the capital was here but 7 years, removed in 1826 to Tuscaloosa.
After the capital left, the town continued on and grew rapidly because of the great wealth from the cotton. And so by the 1850s and 60s, it was a grand place with huge mansions. People that would shop in New York City twice a year, people in New York knew Cahaba.
The town was still thriving in the early 1860s, but a flood in 1865 and the end of the Civil War led to a quick demise.
This town was completely supported by rich planters. So the people that you saw here were the planters and their enslaved laborers. So at the end of the Civil War, a lot of those men didn't come back from the Civil War. Most of their wealth was emancipated because a lot of their money was invested in slaves.
The county seat moved to nearby Selma, and Cahaba's size dwindled after the war.
There was white flight. All the white citizens went to Selma. They even dismantled their houses and took them with them. So I could give you a tour of Cahaba and Selma today, because most of the historic district is built out of pieces of structures from here.
You can still see this ghost town today and walk the streets of the old state capital. That story next time as we travel the countryside in old Cahaba, Alabama. I'm Andrew McRae.